Good morning, Mike and Casey, 100.7 WHUD, the time, 8:47.
And it's time to hear from legendary Emmy-winning TV personality Dick Cavett, who's going to be at Ridgefield Playhouse this Saturday night, interviewing longtime friend Blythe Danner. So we put in a call to Dick's home in Connecticut.
Hello.
Hello, Dick Cavett.
How did you know?
I recognize that voice. Are you kidding me?
Hello, Casey.
Hello, Dick Cavett. What an honor this is to talk to you.
Well, I'll be the judge of that. If it feels like an honor, that's good enough.
Well, let's talk about this great evening that you're planning at Ridgefield Playhouse with your friend Blythe Danner. Is this going to be an interrogation, or are you going to deal with soft hands with her?
Yes, I'm going to rip the mask of hypocrisy from her face.
As only you can, Dick Cavett.
Yeah, right. I'm trying to think when I've known Blythe first. I'm sure it had to be at Williamstown there in the summer. She went to the great Williamstown Theater every summer, and I was there several summers, and that's where we first encountered each other. And she had this adorable little girl with her, only about 2.5 feet tall, and like something out of a beautiful Impressionist painting or something. The kid was just gorgeous. I understand the child has gone on to act.
Yes, yes, I believe she's doing great things.
Yeah, Gwyneth.
Now, are you going to get into Gwyneth's life with Blythe? Because Gwyneth will probably have an attorney in the audience catching every word.
Well, I've learned how to just skim the edges of lawsuits. But she is wonderful. And I had a friend once who was feeling ill, and he was up around Williamstown where I was and where Blythe was. And he said, you know, the only thing I think would cure me would be to see Blythe Danner move around a stage. And he came over and it worked. He came to Williamstown. She's a miracle curer as well.
And you're not too bad yourself. What makes you so interested in telling other people's stories?
I would love to know. Do you know?
I don't know, but you're so good at it.
You know and you're not telling me? A guest would always say they felt more relaxed than they thought they would coming on the show if they were on for the first time. I think that has to do with the fact that I knew what it felt like to sit in the guest chair. So I knew how a guest felt and when they needed help. And when you sat there thinking, oh, I wish she'd talk for a moment, I just have nothing to say. And then your life flashes before your eyes, and then the host bails you out if you're lucky.
And now that we have your phone number, we love you, and we're going to call every week.
Call every day.
Okay.
I'll pay for it.
Thank you, Dick Cavett. Have a beautiful day.
Yeah, thank you. Gee, it's nice to know you now.
All right, Dick Cavett's going to be at Ridgefield Playhouse this Saturday night.
What a dream.
Yeah, that was absolutely great to talk to him.